Luke chapter 23. Then the whole of their assembly rose, and led him to Pilate. And they began to accuse him, and they said, "We found this man misleading the nation, and forbidding them to pay taxes to Caesar, saying that he himself is Christ, a king." Then Pilate questioned him, and asked, "Are you the king of the Jews?" He then answered him and said, "As you say." Pilate then said to the senior priests and the crowds, "I find nothing incriminating in this man." But they persisted and said, "He stirs up the people, as he teaches throughout all Judea, starting from Galilee and reaching here." Now when Pilate heard "Galilean," he inquired whether the man was a Galilean. And having ascertained that he was under Herod's jurisdiction, he referred him to Herod, who was also in Jerusalem in those days. Then when Herod saw Jesus, he rejoiced greatly, for he had been wanting to see him for some time, because he had heard many things about him, and he hoped to see some sign performed by him. So he questioned him at considerable length, but he did not answer him anything. Moreover, the senior priests and the scribes were standing by, vigorously accusing him. Then after Herod, with his troops, had treated him contemptuously and mocked him, he put resplendent clothes on him and sent him back to Pilate. So Pilate and Herod became friends with each other on that very day, for they had previously been at enmity with each other. Pilate then called the senior priests and the rulers and the people together, and he said to them, "Bring me this man who is supposedly perverting the people. And be aware that I have examined him in your presence, and found nothing in this man incriminating him of the things which you accuse him of. Indeed, nor Herod, for I referred your case to him, and the result is that nothing worthy of death has been committed by him. So I will chasten him and release him." After all, he had an obligation to release one person to them at each festival. But they shouted out with the whole crowd, and they said, "Take this man away, but release Barabbas to us." Someone who had been put in prison on account of a certain sedition which had taken place in the city, and for murder. So Pilate addressed them again, as he wished to release Jesus. But they shouted it down, and said, "Crucify him, crucify him." Then he spoke to them a third time, "But what wrong has this man done? I have not found anything culpable by death in him. So I will chastise him and release him." But they insisted in a loud voice and demanded that he be crucified, and their voices and those of the senior priests kept gaining strength. So Pilate decided that their demand should be met, and he released him who had been put in prison on account of sedition and murder, the one whom they demanded, whereas he delivered Jesus to their will. Then, as they led him away, they took hold of a certain Simon, a Cyrenian, as he was coming back from the field, and they forced him to carry the cross behind Jesus. And a large number of the people followed him, including women, who both mourned for him and lamented him. But Jesus turned to them and said, "Daughters of Jerusalem, do not weep for me, but weep for yourselves and for your children. For be aware of this, the days are coming on which they will say, 'Blessed are the barren, and the wombs which did not give birth, and the breasts which never breastfed.' Then they will go on to say to the mountains, 'Fall on us,' and to the hills, 'Hide us.' For if they do these things in the case of moist wood, what is to happen in the case of the dry?" Then two others who were criminals were also brought to be executed with him. And when they arrived at the place called the Skull, they crucified him there with the criminals, one on the right and the other on the left. Jesus, though, said, "Father, forgive them, for they do not know what they are doing." Then, in sharing out his clothes, they cast a lot. Meanwhile, the people stood watching, and the rulers also sneered with them and said, "He saved others, let him save himself, if this is the Christ, the chosen one of God." And the soldiers also mocked him, as they came up and offered him vinegar, and they said, "If you are the King of the Jews, save yourself." Indeed, there was an inscription written over him in Greek and Latin and Hebrew letters. "This is the King of the Jews." Then one of the criminals who were hung there blasphemed him and said, "If you are the Christ, save yourself and us." But the other responded and rebuked him and said, "Do you not even fear God, seeing you are under the same sentence? And we rightly so, for we are receiving what is deserved for what we have done. But this man has done nothing wrong." Then he said to Jesus, "Remember me, Lord, when you go into your kingdom." At which Jesus said to him, "Truly, I say to you this day, you will be with me in paradise." Now it was about the sixth hour, and a darkness came over all the land until the ninth hour. And the sun became darkened, and the veil of the sanctuary was split down the middle. And Jesus called out in a loud voice and said, "Father, into your hands I will commit my spirit." And when he had said these things, he breathed his last. And when the centurion saw what had taken place, he glorified God and said, "This man really was righteous." Then when all the crowds who had converged on that spectacle had seen the things that took place, they beat their breasts and went back, while all his acquaintances stood at a distance, as did the women who had followed him from Galilee, watching these things. And there was a man by name of Joseph, who was a counsellor, a good and righteous man, and he was not in agreement with their verdict or action. He was from Arimathea, a Jewish city, and moreover, he himself was also awaiting the kingdom of God. He went to Pilate and asked for the body of Jesus. And he took it down and wrapped it up in fine linen and put it in a hewn-out tomb where no one had ever yet lain. Now the day was the preparation day. The twilight of the Sabbath was drawing on. And some women who had come with him from Galilee followed and looked at the tomb and how his body had been laid. Then they returned and prepared fragrances and ointments. And on the Sabbath they rested according to the commandment.